This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. My name is Will Doctor alongside Charlie Epps. It's nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie?
Well, you know, we could talk golf and never talk about a score. There's so much crap going on in our game. Misinformation in the new Challenge Tour, Live Golf, Greg Norman. But they did one thing that I was wondering, and it's been a word that has been neglected. And the PGA Tour, for all of its existence, has been proud of its contributions to charity. And that's what it's all about. And all of the volunteers that work on the PGA Tour events, and there's thousands of them, they do it because of charity. Mainly, I mean, sure, there's some guys that want to get up close and personal with the stars of the game. But the new tour, which is being played in Portland.
Yep, Pumpkin Ridge.
Pumpkin Ridge, owned by some friends of ours. Guaranteed $1 million for the local communities of Portland, Oregon, which is great. Just a bunch of drug addicts up there.
Yeah. Well, and in their second event, you know, it's uncomparable to what the PGA Tour has done, but the John Deere's history starts in 1971. And over that time, you know, they've raised over $143 million. But that is a step in the right direction. It's good to see. That's what the game's all about. You know, you saw that last week right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Charlie, gave an unbelievable presentation, gave away $10,000 each, one to Holden Kittleberg and one to Hannah Newell by way of the STPGA and all of your wonderful partners.
Boy, they were happy, huh?
It
was a great show, yeah. Very rewarding for me, for you, that we do more than just – talk golf. We raise money for kids and get them in the colleges, and so we're going to track their success, and that was a great show.
It was a lot to get to today right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. The PGA Tour made some changes, and we're gonna have Bruce Davidson on at 8:30, talk about the CJ Cup moving to Congaree. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome in to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network. Brought to you by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Will Doctor here along with Charlie Epps, Sean Mapes behind the ones and twos. Nice to have you aboard. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. To get in here with the golf doctor and discuss the latest. And a lot of work to do today as we give you, we'll start you off by going over the schedule and purse changes for the PGA Tour starting in 2024. We'll get the golf doctor's thoughts on that. Then we'll have Bruce Davidson on, who is the executive director of the Congaree Foundation, to discuss the PGA Tour moving the CJ Cup to Congaree Golf Club, Charlie. It's returning there.
It seems like that tournament is going to have a history of moving from place to place. Starting in Korea, it was in California. Now it's in Congaree, which is a great venue, as I know, because I've been there. It hosted one of the weeks that the Canadian Open couldn't do anything up in Canada, yeah, because of COVID. So, and they did a wonderful job. They raised a lot of money. The golf course is unique, to say the least. It's in the bottom lands of South Carolina. Well, you know, designed by Tom Fazio. Mr. Friedkin is such a great person in what he does for charity. He has an immense portfolio of great business, but he also gives a lot to charity, and that's why he's going to use this Congaree as a place to bring in young people to learn about golf with Bruce Davidson's, you know, tutelage and expand that region. So it's very successful.
South Carolina has some beautiful golf. It's time that, you know, they get a few more PGA Tour events. Just yearly, they only have the RBC Heritage. Of course, in 2021, when the Palmetto Championship was there, Jim Nance crowned that little schedule, the Carolina Swing, with the PGA Championship right. at Kiowa, Palmetto, and then the RBC. So it'll be good to get Bruce on to get his thoughts on that. Charlie, let's kick it off with the significant changes to the PGA Tour schedule starting in 2024, because over the last week there were two major shifts in favor of the PGA Tour. Number one, upping the purses in eight of the premier PGA Tour event schedules, get the stars on board. And number two was the European Tour Commissioner, Keith Pelley, announced a long strategic alliance with the PGA Tour, meaning anyone who plays LIV Golf will not be playing on the European Tour.
Interesting going-ons on the PGA Tour, that's for darn sure. But talking about the new premier golf tournaments.
Yes.
And I talked to Larry Dornish, who is the director of golf at Muirfield in Ohio for Jack Nicklaus's golf course, and he has had a wow moment. All of a sudden, they have all this money. I mean, you know, a PGA Tour event has so much responsibility to create money for the tour, to go out and sell for sponsorships. Now the PGA Tour is being very generous in you know, putting them on the map in the money that they're going to be playing for. Most importantly is the field is going to shrink, and it's an invitational, but it's going to shrink to 70 players.
That's right.
Now where are the people from 71 to 130 going to play?
So if you're outside of the top 70 when the playoffs come, you will have – the fall events like Sanderson Farms, the Fries.com, Waste Management, you'll have those events to try to get your card back while the stars play, you know, the events like the CJ
How about
Cup.
The turn of the Houston Open? What's going to happen to it?
You know, we talked about this, Charlie. They got to get it back to April. You know, otherwise it's going to sit, you know, in November. And as much as it does, you know, once again, as much as it means to the community, the Astros Foundation does a great job in the Houston area, but to really bring the life to that tournament, you know, we're the fourth biggest market in the country. You know, we have to get our tournament somewhere around the majors, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree with that more, although, you know, the Memorial Park venue is proven to be a good move. And now that COVID is away, I think the amount of people that will go there on a day-to-day basis will be maybe not to where it used to be out at the Golf Club of Houston or Redstone, but the public will support it, and it'll raise serious money for the local charities or for the Astros Foundation, which will, you know, give that money out to the parks and recreation of our city. So it's going to survive, but I don't see how it's going to get back into the spring. Those tournaments are solid,
no doubt, Charlie. Especially with the changes that we're seeing now, it's definitely going to be hard to move that around. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. I saw something hilarious, Charlie. Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood are threatening to sue the European Tour for not allowing them to play because they're playing LIV Golf. Westwood, Poulter, and 14 others claim that they deeply care about the European Tour, even though, you know, if you look at the analysis of participation of those individuals on the European Tour in years past, it would tell a completely different story.
Yeah, I mean, they came over to the United States quite often to play in the big tournaments, and they had to create a special way of selecting the European Tour Ryder Cup.
Yes.
Because they weren't getting enough points because they weren't playing in the end. And the European Tour really dissolved because of economics. And, you know, you used to have about seven tournaments in England.
Yeah.
And now there's only one, the Open Championship. You know, that, then they got the Scottish Open, which is part of our heritage with,
yes,
with the owner of Insperity and his beautiful golf course. They're going to host that Scottish Open this coming week. And I don't think they have a leg to stand on. But I'm not a judge.
Just one thought on the the partnership, you know, between the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour, and why it's such a kick in the teeth to the LIV Tour players. It's because Keith Pelley, Charlie, the commissioner,
yes,
of the European Tour, is on the board of the official world golf rankings with,
yep,
Jay Monahan,
yep,
Mike Wan,
yep,
Seth Waugh.
Yes.
And we haven't heard from Fred Ridley yet, the, yep, chairman at Augusta, but, you know, the days are counting down. They're in trouble as far as getting world golf rankings. I think that's a big hit to them.
Well, that and, you know, being a reduced amount of holes they're going to play for the tournament, and the field is not going to have enough, you know, power to distribute world ranking points. So it's a complicated formula, but they seem to have the backing of the Saudi government, and they're going to $600 billion to you know, improve their image. This is a PR move.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good. I mean, I
there's room for more golf.
There's room, and I understand the what has happened and where that money has come from. I mean, most of that money has come from us. You know, we buy their oil, and they've got, you know, warehouses of $100 bills over there. Yeah.
Our president was there last week.
Yeah. You think he knew he was there?
Yeah, no, he's asleep at the wheel. Charlie, a cool little bit to the PGA Tour schedule and kind of update.
Yeah.
The top five at Q School for the Korn Ferry Tour will be receiving their PGA Tour cards. We haven't seen that in 10-plus years. I think that was my personal favorite update. From Monahan, I would love to see the top five college players maybe get a few more starts on the PGA Tour. But your thoughts there?
Well, that's proven to be very successful. The college programs around the country, NCAA golf, has proven to generate great players. We just saw the Cootie Boy win his first professional tournament on the Korn Ferry Tour, and he just won the national championship with his team, University of Texas, and Cole Hammer is out there. So there's a lot of new blood, and the guys like Patrick from San Diego, he went on the tour.
Which Patrick? We got Patrick Cantlay. Have Patrick Reed.
No, it's just sand in the
Pat Perez.
Pat Perez.
Yeah.
You know, he had to get out of Dodge because he's been always the bottom feeder. I mean, he's won one tournament and so on and so forth. So the guys are going to have to get better. I mean, and if you want to get into the top 70, and that's even for the FedEx Cup, you got to play good.
You're spot on, Charlie. Hey, Sean Mapes, have you ever heard or seen Pat Perez hit a golf shot?
No, I have not heard or seen Pat Perez.
Exactly. When we come back, Executive Director of the Congaree Foundation, Bruce Davidson, will join us to discuss Congaree Golf Club's return to the PGA Tour after Charlie and I break down Xander Schauffele's win at the Travelers. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Will Doctor here with you alongside Charlie Epps and Sean Mapes behind the ones and twos. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest with the golf doctor. Before we get rolling on the golf and the Travelers and bring in Bruce Davidson, Charlie, how about a quick word from our friends at Insperity?
Helping business succeed so communities can prosper. That is their mission statement. They want to help so we can help the communities. And that's what it's all about. It helps our country, and small businesses are what drives our beautiful country in the United States. Hardworking Americans, citizens that really have a passion because their businesses really represent what they like to do. And if you like to do what you like to do, it's not work, it's pleasure. But we have challenges in today's business world because of laws and regulations that our government puts forth. And so HR, human resources, and that's very important. They got to keep your people happy. And they handle all of that minutia. And they can help a small business succeed so they can make more profit, more bottom line, more future. So if you're small business owner and you want to improve your bottom line, you want to have more freedom to go out and run your business, call HR experts like Insperity, and they will help you, and they will help you in many, many different ways. They have a great story. Log on to Insperity.com. They help us. We just gave away two beautiful scholarships to kids that really need the money. And they support the community, and that's what we're all about.
Great work there from Insperity and the Golf Doctor. And Charlie, the Travelers Championship last week capped off a simply amazing five-week stretch of golf on the PGA Tour. We had Justin Thomas win the PGA. We had Sam Burns win Colonial. Billy Horschel win Memorial. Rory won in Canada. A week later, you have Matthew Fitzpatrick winning the U.S. Open at the same spot where he won the U.S. Amateur back in 2013. And then last week, if you thought we were done after 5 weeks, you had Rory, Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Spieth, all there in Connecticut, and Xander Schauffele ends up winning his first PGA Tour event in 3 years. Your thoughts there?
Well, it's perseverance is one thing that everybody has in life. You persevere, you keep on going, no matter if there's bad times in business, bad times in golf. And Xander, Schauffele has proven that he's a great player, but he hasn't been a great winner. And he got help from the gentleman that couldn't get it out of the bunker.
Sahith Theegala.
Yes.
Charlie, why didn't he just take his medicine?
You know, that's the good question. And when you get in those situations, the caddy, and he made a bad decision. And it allowed, Schauffele to persevere, and he birdied the last hole, won by two, got his victory, rewarded for hard work. He hadn't won since he won his gold medal in Japan. So my hat's off to him, and it was a great event, as it always is. Connecticut puts on a great show. I've been up there many times with Cabrera, and it's a great golf course, and my hat's off to them.
Unbelievable tournament up at TPC River Highlands in Connecticut. The John Deere Classic doesn't have quite the strength of field that we've been blessed with here over the past 5 to 6 weeks. The trend since this tournament was moved 2 weeks before the Open instead of the week prior is that most of the stars are prepping and resting before the trip across the pond to the Scottish Open and Open Championship. Now, Greg Norman would tell you that this week's PGA Tour field is weaker because of the LIV Golf presence. But anyone with a brain, Charlie, anyone with a brain knows that most of the top 12 players in the world just got done with this busy 5 to 6 week stretch between the PGA and the U.S. Open and are now into their prep for the Open. And like we said in the first segment, regardless of the weak field, this tournament, the John Deere Classic, does more for their surrounding communities than almost every PGA Tour event out there.
Yes, and it's a community-driven golf tournament that's been going on for years and years, and it's got one big thing behind it. John Deere, one of the most important brand names in the world. All over the world, they know John Deere. When I was working for Fullersheim as a representative and so on and so forth, we even got their brand name, and we had John Deere boots for the workmen, and so. But think about the $143 million they've given out more to charity since John Deere has been a sponsor than they've given to the golf pros, because their number one concern is charity. And they use golf to do it, and it's not the primary reason. So the 3,000 volunteers that come from all the four states right up there in Moline, Illinois, I mean, they really get with it, and it's a successful tournament no matter who's there.
Well said, Charlie. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. And now we go over to the guest line and welcome back Executive Director of the Congaree Foundation, Bruce Davidson. Bruce, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and congratulations on Congaree returning to the PGA Tour schedule.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, Bruce. We're really excited for you, what you've achieved since leaving your post at River Oaks Country Club and putting this piece of art on the of a golf course in South Carolina and doing what you do for charity. Tell us a little about what's going on, and I'm just so happy for you.
Well, Charlie, thanks for having me on the show. Actually, I'm not the executive director of the foundation anymore. We appointed a professional executive director, young guy by the name of Ben Grandy, and I recently retired as the de facto director of the foundation. I remain as director of golf for the Friedkin Group. But so far, Congaree Foundation's raised over $15 million. And of course, we use that for our programs, from our Global Golf Initiative programs right through to our local initiatives where we help deserving children locally in South Carolina. So I think, as you know, this week we were awarded CJ Cup, which is a Korean event. The last two or three years, haven't been able to play it in Korea because of COVID. And it went to Las Vegas the last couple of years. And we were approached by the PGA Tour a few months ago as to whether we were interested in hosting. And we said yes. Last year, we stepped into the breach at the last minute, managed to pull off the Canadian Open, which became the Palmetto Championship, with the help of the state of South Carolina. And as soon as we were contacted, we went back to the governor, Governor McMaster, and asked him if he was interested in coming in again, because, as you know, South Carolina is the golfing state with all the courses that so many people enjoy. And I'm glad to say that Governor McMaster came in, and between Congaree and the state of South Carolina and the CJ Corporation, we just hosted the executives from the CJ Corporation there last week. They wanted to see the place. And they're very happy, and the press release came out on Thursday, and here we go again. I thought I was going to have a nice, quiet summer.
When you take on a event like this, you know, we know there's so many moving parts. Having already hosted one event, you're probably in a little better place than you've been. But the challenges today, raising money, and you know, your location is not, you know, an easy location, and the infrastructure around there, the closest big city, what is Savannah?
Yeah, Charlie, but you know, remember, we like to say we are rural but not remote. We're only 35 minutes from Beaufort and Bluffton. We have parking spaces on site, Charlie, for over 100,000 cars. 100,000 cars.
That's
on our
a
own
lot.
Property. And this year, for sure, the spectators will have to walk a couple of hundred yards, and that's it. No buses, nothing. Because we have, we have some fields very close to the property, which we're preparing as just, it'll be, I'm sure, more people than the Palmetto Championship, because we will. Commissioner Monaghan's already told me we're going to have a great field, so I'm going to believe him on that. So yeah, we're good. I mean, we're, like you said, not too far from Beaufort and Bluffton, and there's something like 20,000 hotel rooms within an hour. So I think we're good.
Bruce, we're gonna talk to you more when we come back from the break here in about 3 minutes. We'll talk to Bruce Davidson on the other side of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And we're back with Bruce Davidson talking more about the PGA Tour returning to Congaree. Charlie?
But one of the things that I did a few months ago, I went and paid Bruce a visit over to his beautiful golf course and development, so on and so forth. But what Bruce did to me, what's really interesting, and this is what people must realize, first he took me to the local high school, and he took me behind the high school and showed me a golf setup where kids could go out and learn the game and promote the game. And this is about growing the game, it to me. And then he took me to a 9-hole golf course that they bought out of bankruptcy, and now the kids have a place to play. Bruce, that left such an important vision in my mind, what you guys are all about.
Well, Charlie, I think the PGA of America and the PGA Tour, you know, personally, I think we're all trying to grow the game as golf professionals. And we had an opportunity, you know, the money that we raised through our ambassadors, we tried to use it judiciously with golf at the forefront. And it was an opportunity. We built a practice tee, driving range, if you like, at the high school, Rhodes and Hardyville High School. And so when we came there, I guess, in 2015, there were no kids playing golf in high school, and now we have 250. And then John McNeely, my partner in business down there, was approached by the guy, Sergeant Jasper. It was about to close, and that was basically John's idea, and it turned out to be a great one. So the foundation bought Sergeant Jasper, and we're slowly restoring it, and it'll be a very nice 9-hole golf course one day. It already is. We spent a good bit of money dressing it up and getting the clubhouse back in shape. And the idea is that any kid on a high school golf team within the area, Jasper County, can play there for free. So we did two things. For the community, we saved the only municipal golf course in Jasper County. And then, of course, the kids being able to play it for nothing is huge. And that's just a couple of things. You know, that's what the club's all about. We set it up as a philanthropic club. And our ambassadors donate to the 501c3, and then we decide how we're going to use that money for the betterment of golf. And I think those were two really good things that we did there.
Well, that is for sure. And congratulations to Mr. Friedkin and the late Mr. Bob McNair. You know, growing those communities, giving them a place to work and to grow their lives. My hat's off to you. But as you know, now there's some controversy going on in the game, and we have some people that are bringing money into the game that a lot of people don't like where the money's coming from. But you know, you being such a, you know, you grew up in Scotland and on the European tour, you played in European events. What's your take on the European players like Westwood? Have left the European Tour, joined this other tour, and they think they have the rights to play both sides of the street. How do you evaluate what's going on?
Well, there's a couple of questions there, Charlie. Wasn't it Phil Mickelson said he can only answer one at a time? That was supposed to be a joke, Charlie.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I'm really glad that Greg Norman's running that tour. And as long as they keep using Mickelson as a mouthpiece, I think the PGA Tour are just in dreamland, because I think Norman's aggressive. And to me, he's never a commissioner. So, I mean, you can see by my comments, I'm on the side of the PGA Tour here. The lawyers will decide. You know, I believe some of the guys have said they're not going to resign their membership because they figure there'll be litigation, and that's sad. But I think we should all remember, Charlie, you know, we live in a free market economy. That's what makes America great. And competition is good. in any sport, competition is good. And I've been lucky enough to get to know Adam Scott quite well recently because he spends a lot of time at Congaree practicing before the majors. And he had the same opinion. And I think it's an opportunity. It's really an opportunity for the PGA Tour, a catalyst for change. And I foresee a PGA Tour with more than two tiers now, Korn Ferry and then maybe a PGA Tour and then maybe a more a Premier Tour or an Elite Tour where they're going to have to compete. They're going to have to put prize funds up that keep the big guys happy, but they should also let some of that money filter down so that the Korn Ferry Tour guys can actually play and make a living. And I've said on this show, you know, you've been kind enough to invite me on this show for more than a decade. There's way too many exemptions on the PGA Tour. 124th in anything is not very good. And why should you get a free ride into next year to make another couple of million dollars? So the LIV Tour will have shaken that up. I think if they don't react in the manner that we've just discussed here, they're kind of sitting ducks. But I've also heard in the last week or two that they're not, the LIV Tour aren't exactly telling the whole story on the prize fund. I do not think Charles Schwartz will walk away with $4 million. I think it's a drawdown on the money that they get to sign up. And it'll be interesting if that comes out. But I've heard it.
So well, Brandon Chamblee has said that, and then they refuted that he did get $4.7 million for winning the first event, and that it was not part of their signing bonus, and that was their money as he won it on a regular tour event.
Well, that said, he hasn't won it since 2016. And so, you know, Patrick Reed might have been a bit of a surprise in as much as he went over at his age and the fact that he is a major winner. Koepka, too, maybe. But, you know, I think it was Jimmy Dunn said, you know, it's the has-been tour. And then, or the Never Have It Tour, in my opinion, at the moment. And I've really appreciated some of the comments that Rory and Justin Thomas and actually our good friend Curtis Strange made, who said, you know, these guys are turning the back on the organization that helped make them the money that they have already. So I hope it shakes out in everyone's favor, PGA Tour particularly.
I think you're right. I think we got to give it a couple of years to see where we end. I mean, the big problem, of course, is where that fund was funded, where the money was coming from. Did that fund, you know, fund the 9/11 and what it did to our country? And there's so many families, you know, over 3,000 families that lost their loved ones on that one day. So that brings a lot of a shadow on what we're going through. But, we, you know, time will tell. Time will tell. So everybody stay tuned. Yes, sir, Will.
Bruce, I'm curious to get your thoughts. The PGA Tour's new alliance with the European Tour, which happened earlier this week, and part of that announcement stated that the European Tour would not allow LIV players to play in their events as far as the future is concerned. And the first reason why I think that's bad news for LIV Tour players is that many of them, like Poulter and Westwood, assumed they would have another place to play golf. Number one, without access to the DP World Tour, that option is gone. And number two, which I told Charlie earlier, is the commissioner of the European Tour, Keith Pelley, is on the board of the official world golf rankings. And without his vote, I highly doubt that the LIV Tour will ever be able to get those rankings, which would prohibit those players from getting into major championships. Do you think that the Tour's changes and their partnership with the European Tour is enough to fend the LIV Tour off?
You know, that's an interesting question, Will. Here's what I think. You know, everyone, all the players have said it's not for the money. You know, of course it's for the money. You know, Mickelson's purportedly got $200 million to go. In my opinion, good riddance. And he says it's not for the money, it's for growing the game, you know, because he had some kids in a bouncy castle turned up at a tournament in London that 100,000 people watched on YouTube. So they've had an inauspicious start, in my opinion.
It actually didn't even get over 100,000 viewers.
There you go.
It reached 65,000 for a day is their max so far.
And the theater of the Canadian Open and then the theater of the U.S. Open after that, it couldn't have come at a better time to show that the PGA Tour has a viable product. And it's all about content at the end of the day and who's going to watch. And look, I like Ian Poulter, and I like it, Lee Westwood. I like Ian Poulter a lot. But I'm not going to turn on Live Tour on television, or worse still, for a guy my age, have to try and stream it and then get it from my phone to my TV. I mean, that's a half an hour job for a guy my age.
Charlie doesn't. I'm going to do that. Charlie can't do it either.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay. And we're gladly not living too much longer in the technology age. But I think it was smart for them to do that. Who knows if it holds up in court? I mean, that's the next thing. Litigation. And where's the litigation going to be? Is it going to be in the UK or is it going to be in America? Who knows? But I think the tour sat back and kind of sat in their hands until Jay came out and did that interview with Jim Nance. And I was glad to... I know some friends of mine didn't like it, but I thought it was pretty good. And they came out fighting, and I think they had to.
Yeah, and you know, with his reaction, Jay Monahan, as far as fending off the LIV Tour, where was I going with this?
You're going brain dead, but having said that, and we spent too much time, talking about LIV, and it will take its course. But I just want to close with you, Bruce, and the work that you're doing, and how the people that listen to our show, if they wanted to volunteer and come down and be a part of your tour event, are you looking for volunteers that'll come down and help you out?
Well, Charlie, this time around, we're simply a host facility. And we're aiding and abetting the PGA Tour to run it. Last year, we ran it. But this year, it's called the CJ Cup in South Carolina. All the information soon will be on PGAtour.com. And, of course, they're looking for volunteers. I think we had something like 700 volunteers last time. So, yeah, for sure. But look at the PGAtour.com website. They're in charge this time.
And will you all have it on your website, or is it just PGAtour.com?
Well, I think if you go to the Congaree website, there's been an announcement, a press release, and then Mr. Friedkin, of course, we had our own internal release. But I don't think there's anything up right now for it. And everything through PGAtour.com.
Okay, as we go through the summer, and we'll make sure that we announce it that way, the PGAtour.com, if you want to volunteer. Because, when we're involved with the Shell Houston Open, we had people come from all over the country that wanted to volunteer. I was amazed how many people. We even had a couple from Chile come up and spend the week. So we'll start spreading the word about the tournament and about how they can volunteer and go visit South Carolina and so on and so forth. But you're a prince to come on. I appreciate it. And behalf of, Insperity and everybody, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Bill. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bruce.
Fourth.
Cheers.
Happy 4th. When we come back, we'll make a pick for the John Deere Classic right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, wrapping up here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Great little segment there from Bruce Davidson regarding the Congaree. Congaree returning to the PGA Tour schedule. Charlie got me out of a little bit of a pickle there. forgot my question regarding the Open Championship at St. Andrews, which is coming up. Charlie, you have a ton of history there.
Yes.
Talk about what that means, you know, seeing the Open return there.
Well, it's, you know, the home of golf. It's in magnificent city. The, you know, the big thing going on this year, the 150th playing of the Open Championship. They're, Jack Nicklaus is becoming an honorary citizen of the city. It's an incredible city with a great university. Benjamin Franklin was another person that was honored that way, along with Bobby Jones. But just the environment, it's a great championship, and I look forward to watching every minute of it.
We got the J.P. McManus Pro-Am this week.
Yes.
We'll see Tiger there before he makes his way to St. Andrews. We'll have the Scottish Open in between there. But
speaking of Tiger Woods, how about Tiger Woods? The first two tries at the British Open at St. Andrews, he's won. Can he make it three? Three-peat.
What a convenient time that would be for the game of golf. Let's focus in here on what's going on this week inside the ropes at the John Deere Classic. JT Poston in the lead at 15-under, Denny McCarthy in second, and there is a four-way tie for third at 10-under. Charlie, scanning this leaderboard, who do you think pulls away with it on Sunday?
Well, I'm gonna take a chance on this one. He's five strokes back. But any time an Argentine is close to the you know, first place, Emiliano Grillo, he is a unique individual that he won his first tour event, and he's right there at 10-under, so Emiliano, go get him.
I'm going with CT Pan from Taiwan, another comeback victory. We'll see what happens. We'll see you next week for the Scottish Open. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Sean.
Bye-bye.